The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Your report, Mr. Durham, doesn't dispute anything Mueller found, did it?
No, our object, our aim was not to dispute Director Mueller. I have the greatest regard, highest regard for Director Mueller. He's a patriot.
Well, that pretty much gives the game away right there. He has the highest regard for Robert Mueller, who led the more than two years investigation into Donald Trump, basically, trying to cover up their own tracks. We write all about it in America Under Attack. I'll tell you that more about that in just a second here. But he has the highest regard, and so we really, after his investigation finds that there was no evidence to ever consider triggering Crossfire Hurricane, we get to the end of the road, and of course, no one is held to account. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. Of course, you can get to the live video stream of this show at our website, trumpetdaily.com. Just go to trumpetdaily.com every weekday morning at 11 a.m. in the central time zone of the United States. You can also get to the live stream over at our Rumble channel. Just search for The Trumpet Daily. And there again, 11 a.m. in the central time zone. And of course, on both websites, you can watch these programs after the fact. Well, tonight is showtime for Celtic Throne, another Celtic Throne performance, this time in Roanoke, Virginia. And if all goes well this afternoon, I'll be there in attendance cheering them on. That's in Roanoke, Virginia. You can go to CelticThrone.com. to order your tickets for this evening or for the performance on Monday, which I will also be at. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're still on the East Coast for the next couple of shows. That's Roanoke tonight and Raleigh on Monday. And later on in this show, we'll have feedback from the previous performance in Providence, Rhode Island. And we've also put together a News of the Work segment, a special edition for this Thursday show. That has to do with the traveling road show as well. Thanks to Richard Palmer for filling in yesterday from our beautiful office in the UK. That's at Edstone. Lots and lots to get to on today's show. I told you about America Under Attack. If you don't have a copy of this book, make sure you call our operators today. The 800 number, it's 1-866-930-3024. Let me just give you a sampling from AUA. This is my father writing. He says, the Trump-Russia investigation lasted 2 years and cost $40 million. That's how much Mueller had to work with. Two-year investigation, $40 million. I heard some Democrats yesterday, they were up in arms because I guess Durham's budget was $6.5 million. His investigation went on for years, 4 years, and just $6.5 million. And basically, as I said, he holds no one accountable. They can go just as far as saying there was no evidence to ever start Crossfire Hurricane, but that's where he stops. Okay, well, if there was no evidence, then that means it was an attack. It wasn't a legitimate investigation. If there was no evidence except for the Steele dossier, which they all knew, Obama, right on down, they knew it was bogus. They knew it was invented by Hillary Clinton. And so if there was no evidence, then it was an attack on Donald Trump, an unlawful attack on Donald Trump. Obama, who was the commander-in-chief at the time, he ordered the hit on his political rival. And it continues through to this day. It says here, the radical left did all they could to use that investigation, the Mueller investigation, to cripple the Trump presidency. It says the entire investigation was based on that filthy, worthless dossier and was thus totally fraudulent. It was all to attack Donald Trump and perhaps, more importantly, to distract from and cover up their own criminal treasonous activity. Robert Mueller's team knew it was a hoax before they even began the investigation. They knew. Remember that exchange. It's also in America Under Attack between Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh, the late Rush Limbaugh, where Rush asked him twice, are you innocent? Are you a Russian agent? Absolutely not. Is your administration compromised? Of course not, Donald Trump said, to which Rush responded, then if you know you're innocent, they know it too. They're going after you. Listen to Representative Tom Tiffany, I think is his name, yesterday in the hearing with Durham. This is clip 7.
Mr. Durham, did you see evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign in 2016?
No.
So the American public that has been told this hoax for years, it was just that, a hoax. Is that correct?
Our investigation showed that there were a lot of failures in the FBI and how they did this investigation that did not disclose or reveal information or evidence concerning any conspiracy or collusion between Mr. Trump and Russian authorities.
Let's sum it up. Vice President Biden and President Obama knew about it. Hillary fabricated it. The FBI orchestrated it, and the media sold it.
Pretty good summary there of what this country went through for years. Totally fabricated. And the most that Durham can come forward and say is that, well, there were a lot of mistakes. The FBI did make a lot of mistakes. The investigation into Donald Trump, spying on the Trump campaign, there was no evidence ever to justify that. Okay, so if that's the case, then who is responsible? Well, no one's held responsible for these crimes. My father says that in 2 Kings 14 and verse 26, I mean, you see how, I'll get to more quotes here in just a second, but how many people have to be in on this? You can see why God says in 2 Kings 14 that this is bitter affliction and that there's just no helper. As it says in AUA, this verse perfectly describes the attack represented by the Mueller investigation. That's what it was. And then Durham comes along later. He files his report, or releases his report, I think it's last month, saying that the FBI had no verified intel to justify ever starting Crossfire Hurricane. This was all during the Obama years. Obama's the one that ordered the investigation with his helpers, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Clinton. Listen to this from John Durham in his testimony yesterday, clip 16.
First, let me make it clear that it is as disappointing, perhaps more disappointing to me and my colleagues, that these people would not agree to be interviewed. You know, some of them had a lot to say publicly, but they refused to be interviewed by our folks.
First, let me say I'm disappointed. He's talking about Strzok, Page, Comey, all of the ones that were in on it. They declined to be interviewed. So he doesn't issue a subpoena or anything. Basically, he does nothing. Do you think Andrew Weissman, when going after Trump and Trump's people, do you think he'd stop at, well, I'm just kind of disappointed. They'll put you in jail. Well, they'll send the subpoena first, and if you don't come and speak or testify or interview, you're going off to jail. If it's a bogus investigation from the very beginning, how does Peter Strzok and Andy McCabe and Jim Comey, how do they just basically tell Durham, I'm not going to talk to you? They say, I'm not going to cooperate, and they get away with it. This investigation had no teeth. It wasn't meant to go after the guilty. It was meant to say, okay, yeah, there were some mistakes made. It never really should have started. But, the FBI is fixing all those things. They got to protect their own. Here comes Durham yesterday saying, Bob Mueller, he's not a dirty cop. I hold him in the highest regard. He's a man of integrity. He's a patriot. So they can get away with whatever they want. Imagine going into an investigation, a 4-year investigation, viewing everything the way that John Durham did. Okay, I'll find a few misdeeds here and there. But pretty much, you know, we've got to cover for our own. We've got to protect the deep state. We've got to protect these institutions, the DOJ, the FBI, Peter Strzok, Priestep, Comey, McCabe. They don't even have to go and interview? Listen to, again, John Durham from yesterday, clip 8.
I have had any number of FBI agents who I've worked with over the years, some of them are retired, some are still in place, who have come to me and apologized for the manner in which that investigation was undertaken. I take that seriously.
Oh, wow. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. He had some apologies. People went and apologized to him, and he takes that seriously. That's meaningful. Here they're going after Trump for boxes. Moving boxes. Moving papers. You think they'd let Trump get away with just saying, hey, I'm sorry, he didn't even do anything wrong, but that's beside the point. You think Trump can come and say, I apologize, and then everybody just moves on? Those people, they're out. I mean, when they go for you, as I've said so many times, they go for the jugular, those radical leftist communists. This is from Real Clear Investigations. This is from a few months ago. A 7-page internal FBI memo dated March 8, 2017, shows that talking points prepared for then FBI Director James Comey for his meeting the next day with the congressional leadership were riddled with half-truths, outright falsehoods, and critical omissions. Both the Senate and the House opened the investigations and held hearings based in part on the misrepresentations made in those FBI briefings. That 7-page memo was prepared by Lisa Page, given to Jim Comey. Comey takes it into Congress and deceives Congress. Do you think they would bring Comey in, at least, for an interview? Or subpoena him? Or what about Lisa Page? No, they can just say, sorry, I can't make it. We're not cooperating with John Durham. And John Durham says, well, you know, I was disappointed. Disappointed? He's disappointed, but he takes seriously the fact that a few agents did apologize. Apologized? Listen to Matt Gaetz yesterday following on Durham's comments about being disappointed. This is clip 4.
You've given us testimony today that you're disappointed that the FBI didn't cooperate more, right? That was your testimony.
Said that.
Yeah, so we're disappointed too, but the difference is when regular folks do things that are wrong and unlawful, there's typically greater effort to try to get those people before a grand jury to utilize criminal process where appropriate, not for other purposes. And it's just like, oh, well, Bill Priestep, the guy who might have set this whole op in motion, he just didn't want to talk to you about certain things, and you were real accommodating to that. And then Mifsud, the person who juices Papadopoulos to create this predicate that you find improper, did you ever know who his lawyer was, Mifsud's lawyer?
He talked to his lawyer in Europe.
You could find the guy's lawyer, but you couldn't find him?
We contacted somebody that we knew had represented him, and a part of the effort to try to locate him.
And you got the lawyer, and then now you're sitting here in front of the judiciary saying you could find the guy's lawyer, but you couldn't effectuate the service of a subpoena because you couldn't find him.
Well, first of all,
as
you may or may not know, we wouldn't have the authority to serve a subpoena overseas. The lawyer didn't know where Mifsud was. He was in communication with him, but he claimed not to know where he was. And we are trying to arrange an opportunity to talk to Mifsud.
Did you take possession of 2 BlackBerry phones from Mifsud in any way?
There were phones that were provided to us by
so you could find the phones,
lawyer.
The guy.
Correct?
Do you see how silly this looks? Like, you found the lawyer, you found the phones, but the actual dude who got ordered by Western intelligence to go start this thing you couldn't find? It's kind of laughable. It seems like more than disappointment. It seems like you aren't really trying to expose the true core of the corruption.
That's exactly right. And Matt Gaetz came the closest, but even he didn't go into the core. He talks about Priestep. He talks about Mifsud. And how preposterous is that? He can get Mifsud's phones, I guess, and find his lawyer, but you can't find Mifsud. You can't find him. 4 years to investigate. All the spying apparatus they used on Trump, maybe use some of that on Pre-Step or on Mifsud. I guess they know where Pre-Step is. But still, he's disappointed. It sounds like you're just stopping short of actually going after real people. Well, where Matt Gaetz stopped short is exposing the core of this corruption. And that would be Barack Hussein Obama. That's right. This is from America Under Attack. It says here, consider the facts. President Barack Obama had set up the agenda before leaving office. His administration tried to help Hillary Clinton win the 2016 election. FBI Director Jim Comey opened an investigation against Donald Trump, continued the investigation after he was inaugurated president, lied about it, and entrapped and forced out Mike Flynn, who would have been in a position to uncover what the leftist deep state had been doing. It says here, the Mueller investigation was a way to continue targeting members of the Trump administration and to cover up the truth about what Obama and others had done and were plotting to do. It was all meant to cover up, well, to attack Trump, get Trump. It was a get Trump operation from the beginning. And then Mueller comes along because, well, he's got to protect his own. He's got to protect his own. They've got to cover their tracks. If there was no justification for Crossfire Hurricane, I mean, we can't have that made known. This is legit. I mean, Trump's a Russian agent. They continued with that lie for years and years and years. The Durham report comes out, and finally, he says there's no evidence. Never should have started. Okay, so the ones that started it are dirty cops. But you can't call them dirty because they're the DOJ. They're the FBI. And Mueller, don't you know, is a man of integrity. He's a man. He's a real patriot. Listen again to this unbelievable exchange here. This is Matt Gaetz with Durham yesterday, clip 18.
Hard to say who Mifsud is. He's the guy who started the whole thing. We've known it for years. Go ahead and play the video.
When the special counsel's office interviewed Mifsud, did he lie to you guys too?
Can't get into that.
Did you interview Mifsud?
Can't get into that.
Is Mifsud Western intelligence or Russian intelligence?
Can't get into that.
Well, I'm reading from your report. Mifsud told Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos tells the diplomat. The diplomat tells the FBI. The FBI opens the investigation July 31st, 2016. And here we are 3 years later. July of 2019, the country's been put through this, and the central figure who launches it all lies to us, and you guys don't hunt him down and interview him again, and you don't charge him with a crime. Maybe a better course of action is to figure out how the false accusation started. Maybe it's to go back and actually figure out why Joseph Mifsud was lying to the FBI. And here's the good news. Here's the good news. That's exactly what Bill Barr's doing. And thank goodness for that. That's exactly what the Attorney General and John Durham are doing.
Well, Mr. Durham, was that what you were doing?
I'm sorry, is that what?
Was finding out who Mifsud was what you were doing?
We pursued that avenue, yes.
Right, but was he... This whole thing was an op, Mr. Durham. This wasn't like a bumbling, fumbling FBI that like couldn't get FISA straight. They ran an op. So who put Mifsud in play? You don't know, do you?
I do not know that. I can't give you the
answer. For years, you had years to find out the answer to what Mr. Jordan said was the seminal question, and you don't have it. And it just begs the question whether or not you were really trying to find that out. So if you weren't going to do what Mr. Jordan said you were going to do in that video and give us the basis for all of it, what's this all been about?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the import of your question. If your question is, did we try to locate and interview Mr. Mifsud, the answer is yes.
Why didn't you subpoena
him? We expended...
Wait, why didn't you subpoena him to a grand jury?
I'm sorry, why not?
Why didn't you send him a grand jury subpoena?
Mr. Mifsud? You'd have to find Mr. Mifsud before you could serve a grand jury subpoena on him.
Well, you guys were out in Italy. Was it you and Bill Barr looking for authentic pasta over there or Mifsud?
No, we not. We were looking for information that might help us locate Mifsud.
But you know who I think could probably locate him? The features of Western intelligence and possibly our own government that put him in play. Like, your report seems to be less an indictment of the FBI and more of an inoculation, lowercase I, of course. And like many inoculations, it may have worse consequences down the road. We'll have some time to discuss this matter further, but it's just hard to like pretend as though this was a sincere effort when you don't get to the fundamental thing that started the whole deal. I yield back.
I was away from my family for 4 years, so essentially doing this investigation is, my view, is a sincere effort.
It's a sincere effort. Of course. We're all above reproach, those of us working in the deep state. Mueller is a man of integrity. He gave a sincere effort to try to get to the bottom of this. And they can't even find Mifsud. They can't even interview Comey. They can't even interview Lisa Page, who created this fake document used to deceive Congress. They get away with their crimes, you see. It just continues. There was only one moment yesterday where they got close to the dear leader, to Barack Hussein. How about subpoenaing Barack Obama? How about if you bring him in? How about if you bring him before a grand jury? You can't touch the dear leader. As I say, this is one of the closest, the ones that got maybe the closest to the dear leader. This is Congressman Tom McClintock, clip number 6.
The central charge in the Russian collusion hoax was that Trump campaign operatives were in contact with Russian intelligence sources. Were Clinton campaign operatives in contact with Russian intelligence sources? Was Danchenko a Russian intelligence source?
Mr. Danchenko had been investigated by the FBI for espionage. They closed the case when they mistakenly thought he had left the country. Status and connection with that espionage matter was never resolved by the Bureau. The Bureau, in fact, never opened it.
And he was the source for much of the Steele dossier.
He said that he was responsible for 80% of the intelligence in the dossier.
And who commissioned the Steele dossier?
The Steele dossier was done by Fusion GPS, who was hired by Perkins Coie, who represented the Clinton campaign.
And who in the Clinton campaign approved that relationship?
We lay some of that out in the report. I think it was Mr. Elias, who was general counsel.
Mr. Jordan referenced the Clinton plan intelligence. Exactly what was the Clinton plan?
There was intelligence information that was received at virtually the same time that the information came from the Australians. I mean, within a day or two. That intelligence included information that there was a purported plan designed by one of Mrs. Clinton's foreign policy advisors to create a scandal tying Donald Trump to the Russians.
Did the president receive this intelligence?
On August 3rd of 2016, then-Director Brennan had briefed the president, vice president, director of national intelligence, the FBI, the attorney general, and others.
So Mr. Comey knew about this. President Obama knew about this. Vice President Biden knew about this. But it wasn't provided to the agents on the case or provided to the secret FISA court. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The Steele dossier was entered in the congressional record. Was it true?
There is not a single substantive piece of information in the dossier that has ever been corroborated by the FBI or, to my knowledge, anyone else.
Isn't that amazing? Everyone at the top knew that it was an idea hatched by Clinton's people. Obama, Brennan, all of them ran with it. They didn't tell the ones, you know, the mid-level agents. They wanted them to just keep going and harassing all things Trump. They knew it was a lie. But none of them get a subpoena. None of them have to go testify. They could just tell Durham, forget it. I'm not going to come for an interview. Obama knew. Yes, he did. He was president at the time. This is from America Under Attack. It says on the blog Conservative Treehouse, journalist Mark Bradman, he's the one that goes by Sundance, he connects the dots. It says Robert Mueller had two goals as a special counsel. Goal number one was to continue the fraudulent DOJ FBI Stop Trump operation initiated by James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and their crew, technically named Crossfire Hurricane. Goal number two was to bury the illegal action to create the cover-up needed for everything that took place in the Stop Trump operation. Operation Get Trump. Notice there that Gates says this whole thing was an op, an operation. It was a hit on Trump. It didn't just kind of randomly happen where no one's at fault. They created the dossier, and as Durham just pointed out there, it was all fake. That's the basis that they used to go into the FISA courts and to lie. Is anyone held to account for lying to FISA courts so that they could illegally spy on Donald Trump? Not one person. They got the one guy on a low-level plea deal, Klein Smith, I think it was. He reworded an email. He lied, but he's still practicing in D.C. It's no problem. If you're a communist left-wing attorney, you're not going to be disbarred or anything. You get slapped with a little plea deal, and then you go right back into the attorney's office. Yeah, you're still on the job. That's how it works. AUA says the second goal is the one most people have overlooked, but it's the most important. The Mueller investigation's goal was not only to keep all the actions against President Trump going, but also to bury all the illegal action. We must realize this. That's my father in America under attack. Here again, you can see the 800 number right at the bottom of the show there or the screen. You can go to our website as well, thetrumpet.com, and order all of our literature. It's offered without cost or obligation. But this second purpose of the Mueller probe was to bury all their illegal action. And so Durham, he comes along to investigate the investigators, and he can only go so far as to say it was a fraudulent investigation from the beginning. But he won't point the finger at the dirty cops that started it, that ordered it, that sent Mifsud over to Europe to get the ball rolling. And notice, you just saw it in that last exchange there. The ones that were actually working with Russian agents were the Obama and Clinton people, because they were creating this fake dossier, supposedly with all these Russian sources. And how rich of them to then come along later and say, yeah, it was Donald Trump and Don Jr., all these connections to Russians. Listen again to Matt Gaetz from yesterday, clip one.
The entire Mueller team does a hard reset on their Apple phone in synchronization to wipe away evidence. Did you investigate that?
I've read that.
Well, did you investigate it? Who gave the order on the Mueller team to wipe the phones?
Yeah, that was not something that we were asked to look at, and we didn't.
No, that's not true, Mr. Durham. That is not true, because I'm holding the document that authorizes your activity, and it specifically says the investigation of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. It's in Mr. Chairman, I seek unanimous consent to enter into the record the order that says that you're supposed to investigate these things. And so, like, whether it's the Mueller team, Mifsud, how about Azra Turk? Azra Turk, what's Azra Turk's real name? Do you know that?
I'm not going to be disclosing the names of FBI personnel that are otherwise unavailable.
But an FBI, so the FBI sends somebody to go honeypot George Papadopoulos. Who gave the order to do that?
I think that's beyond the scope of what's in the report.
It's literally the scope of what your charging order is. Who put it in motion? We get, after it was put in motion, the FBI did a bunch of wrong and corrupt things. Totally understand, we're trying to deal with that. But when you are part of the cover-up, Mr. Durham, then it makes our job harder.
That's outside the scope of our investigation. Like, who actually ordered what? Who sent the honeypot to Papadopoulos? He admits right there that she was an FBI agent or FBI personnel, so he can't tell her, he can't even reveal her real name. So an FBI agent or contact person, whatever you want to call them, she goes to try to set up Papadopoulos. And Gates is just asking, yeah, who ordered the operation, though? Who gave the order? Well, that's outside the scope of our investigation, you see. We're just here to tell you that there were some mistakes made. Mistakes? You're disappointed. Disappointed that more people wouldn't come and offer to tell you the truth about what they did? And he just moves on. 4 years. 4 years of really not much. It exposed, to think about saying that you have the highest regard for Robert Mueller. He's a patriot. I mean, that's like the premise of the entire John Durham investigation. He's only going to go so. Now, he's appointed by Barr. He's a good Republican. Never mind what all the Democrats said yesterday, these crazy lunatics that think that somehow John Durham is there to protect Trump, of all things. He's there to protect the deep state. This is from America Under Attack. It says, people knew that Russian collusion never happened and that Mueller's investigation was actually a political weapon to stop Trump. Sundance asserts that. In fact, everyone in D.C. knew. They knew. It's like Rush Limbaugh said. If they know you're not a Russian agent, or if you know you're not a Russian agent, they know. Mueller and company know. Peter Strzok knew. Hillary Clinton knew. She plotted with Brennan and Obama and said, hey, let's turn him into a Russian agent. Let's pretend that he through the Russians, attacked the DNC servers. We've got those public statements that he made. You know, hey, Russia, if you're listening, gotcha. We got him. It says here, people knew. Well, I read that. It says they all knew. That's how Bradman put it. Every person in every branch of government and every federal agency knew Mueller's real purpose. There was abundant proof of what had been going on under the Obama administration and what the deep state was doing, even after President Trump took office. But Mueller and his team used their power to cover it up and make it much harder to find and prove. And everyone permitted it. They allowed an illegal, treasonous attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election. A treasonous attempt to overturn that. And here they go on and on about the so-called election steal lie from 2020. And here they were trying to overturn 2016. And they successfully did in 2020. Look at how long they went on with these lies. Adam Schiff coming out of the skiff saying, I've seen the evidence. He finally gets censured yesterday. And all of these communists surround him and cheer for Adam Schiff. They're going on and on for Adam. There's no shame. It'll probably help Schiff in his run for the Senate. He's probably going to go from being a congressman to now a senator. And he's censured yesterday for lying repeatedly to the American people, to Congress. Listen to this from yesterday at Congress, clip 9.
Will Representative Schiff present himself in the well? By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House has resolved that the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California, for misleading the American public and for conduct unbecoming of an elected member of the House of Representatives, that Representative Adam Schiff will be forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure. That Representative Adam Schiff will be censured with the public reading of this resolution by the Speaker. And that the Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
So they finally go through with the censure after some Republicans came along because, well, they took away the fine. We can't penalize these people. We just want to give them a slap on the wrist. And that's essentially what the Durham report is. It's a slap on the wrist because no one's held to account. There's some good information in there, just like there was with the Horowitz report, just like there was with the Mueller report. You can put together the information and get the full story and understand who lied to who and who ordered this or that. But then you try to get to the root cause. Even when you're naming names, as Matt Gaetz did yesterday, you can't go so far as to reel in Barack Hussein Obama. He was the president at the time they hatched this treasonous plot. He's the one that ordered it. Comey was used effectively to keep it going. Rigged from the beginning, as President Trump often says. Listen to Andy Biggs yesterday from the hearing. This is clip 5.
We're baffled, just utterly baffled, that more people have not been held accountable for their crimes. Because these are crimes. What's gone on in this country, the division in this country today, I can trace back to one thing. It isn't Trump going down the escalator. It is the Steele dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton through the cutouts, and that's caused the division in this country today.
He's baffled. Well, I mean, it's a pretty good rebuke there, but that's about all that Republicans can do, just shake their head and say that they're baffled. Or Durham to say, you know, I'm disappointed. Or, well, at least they've apologized. Well, the FBI has changed. You think the FBI is changing for the better? So much corruption. Look at what as I say, go after Trump on boxes and then let Hunter off. And then to have the regime media talking like, you know, they were hard on Hunter and they're going easy on Trump. It's just insanity. Play the one from CNN. 10.
Yeah, there's a lot of doubling down on this idea of a legal double standard, especially in the wake of Donald Trump's 37-count indictment. Now, we know that other Americans who've taken home classified national security documents often receive stiff prison sentences. But willful failure to pay income tax with a guilty plea often does not result in prison time. Hunter Biden was charged with possessing a gun when he was a drug addict. That is illegal, but rarely charged.
That's rarely charged, you know, having an illegal possession of a firearm and then evading taxes. I mean, people usually don't go to prison for those things. But whoop, I mean, boxes, that's serious. Classified documents, that's even if you're a president and you take them with you after you leave office, you're going to prison. It's like they get the marching orders every day from Media Matters or wherever, in the New York Times, and then they all say the same thing. Yeah, actually, what this plea agreement between Hunter and the DOJ, what it actually shows is that the DOJ was pretty hard on Hunter. Right. Carry on, the regime media. I can skip a couple of these. Listen to, this one's good. This is from Trump's interview with Brett Baer the other night, clip 13.
The Republicans have made lots of major allegations against Biden, against President Biden. You know, they call it the Biden crime family. They claim they've, you know, traded off their name, that they've,
you haven't made your definitive decision on the primary.
No, I haven't, but I do say, why would I allow a hostile network, folks? You know, pretty hostile. Why would I allow...
You get a fair shake.
Okay, but I mean, this is a fair interview, but it's hostile. It's on the hostile side. I wouldn't say it's a puff piece, but that's okay.
You get a fair shake, says Brett Baer. Right, right. The narrative reigns supreme. He's convinced. He's the rhino-in-chief over at Fox. Brett Baer. He's a nice enough guy. He reports on some facts from time to time. But excuse me, President Trump does not get a fair shake. Never. Hasn't for 7 years. It's just been a relentless attack. Starting with Crossfire Hurricane, continuing with the Mueller investigation. Special counsel. That's right. They kept the lie going for years. Then they had help in Congress with Adam Schiff and company. And they had help, of course, from the regime media. And many of them are still convinced that Donald Trump is a Russian agent, that Donald Trump is compromised by Russian assets. America Under Attack, it says here again, the 800 number, if you don't have a copy of this book, this wonderful book, 1-866-930-3024. This is AUA. It says, I think of all the people who had to cooperate for the Mueller probe to be as invasive as it was, for as long as it was, and you begin to realize just how deep this corruption goes. Everyone involved in permitting that investigation knew they were participating in an illegal, treasonous attempt to overturn the legitimate results of the 2016 election. That was the purpose of Mueller's special counsel. That was the purpose. And Durham came along and had a chance to expose a lot of that, had a chance to expose all of it, really. But he stopped short. I can tell you that the FBI misbehaved, but that's about it. I mean, Bob Mueller, I hold him in the highest regard. He's a patriot. Listen to Matt Gaetz again from the hearing yesterday, clip 3.
It just seems so facially obvious that it's not what's in your report that's telling. Mm. It's the omission. It's the lack of work you did. And for the people like the chairman who put trust in you, I think you let them down. I think you let the country down. And you are one of the barriers to the true accountability that we need.
Well, I don't know if you've ever investigated a crime.
I don't know that you have. You didn't investigate these, Mr. Durham. How about Andy McCabe? Did you charge him? Did you investigate him?
Some good responses from Gaetz. I don't know if you've ever investigated a crime. Well, you're the one guilty of not investigating crimes. It's not so much what's in your report. There's some good information there. It's what's missing. It's what's not there. Good for Matt Gaetz. One more from yesterday, clip 2.
You tried 2 cases, lost both of them, and then the one guilty plea you got, Kleinsmith. Kleinsmith is back to practicing law in Washington, D.C. today.
Yeah, that's beyond my control.
Right, but the fact that you allowed that plea to occur, right, and then the punishment was insufficient, the fact that you didn't charge Andrew McCabe, you didn't convict the lying Democrats or the lying Russians, you didn't investigate Mifsud or the Mueller probe, even though, as we sit here today in black letter, that was your charge. Have you ever heard of the Washington Generals?
The Washington Generals, yes.
Yeah, and they're the team that basically gets paid to show up and lose, right?
Paid to show up and lose. It was predetermined. The outcome was predetermined, just as Sundance says over at Conservative Treehouse. There's room for a little bit of exposure, exposing some of the misbehaving that went on, some of the lies that were told. But we can't get to the core of this evil. We can't call it treason, and we certainly can't go after Barack Hussein Obama, the man who ordered the hit. This is from America Under Attack. It says the complicity among the political class, including Democrats, Republicans, the news media, and others, is far deeper than Americans realize. The amount of power, money, influence, technology, and intimidation they wield is staggering. And most, you see, I'm sure Durham's a good Republican. He's probably a good rhino. But most, you see, they just collapse under the pressure. And by the way, why is it only Matt Gaetz who's holding Durham's feet to the fire? Even he stopped short of Obama. But all the other, where's Jim Jordan? He's the chair. They all went easy. Most of them. They go easy on Durham because, see, it's all part of the club. They're all part of the Uniparty, so many of them. This is a good question here and there. But for the most part, they give him a pass. He gives all of the Mueller people a pass. He gives Barack Obama, Comey, McCabe, Lisa Page, Strzok, he gives them a pass. The only one who doesn't get a pass is, you guessed it, Donald John Trump. He's a threat to these deep state operatives. He's a threat to these treasonous actors. So he must be destroyed. America Under Attack, it says, we need to be concerned most of all about that second goal, keep this in mind, to bury the illegal action, to create the cover-up needed for everything that took place in the Stop Trump operation. That's an America Under Attack, the Stop Trump operation. Yesterday, you heard Gaetz say, this was an operation. So who ordered this? This was an op, wasn't it? This was an FBI op. It certainly was. And if you go all the way back to when it started with Crossfire Hurricane. And who's the one that ordered the op? Who was the president at the time? Who gave the orders to Brennan and Clapper and Comey? Well, they reveal it in their text messages even. Page and Strzok saying that, yeah, Obama wants to know everything that's going on here. They knew it was a hoax. But they didn't tell the lower level officials it was a hoax. They say, hey, go after him. He's compromised by the Russians. So we got to get him. Operation Stop Trump. It says, finally, the deep corruption involved here is now being exposed before our eyes, and it was prophesied in 2 Kings 14 and verse 26. This verse gives you an idea of the extent of the corruption in Washington. America's affliction is very bitter, and nobody with any power is helping. It's exactly the way God says it would be. There's no helper. Not Durham, not Barr. Barr's the one who appointed Durham. They're Republicans, presumably. Points Durham. Jim Jordan was saying 3-4 years ago, this is great. Durham's going to get to the bottom of this. He went back and forth with Mueller. Said, what about Mifsud? Is he a Russian agent? Is he this? I can't get into that. Well, thankfully, we've got John Durham coming, said Jim Jordan 4 years ago. And today, what do we get? What do we get? Well, I'm not sure where Mifsud is. We weren't able to get an interview from Comey, not from Lisa Page. No, we couldn't get Strzok to come in either. We couldn't get Andy McCabe. He's lied. He's lied under oath, but we can't get him to come in for an interview. It's not pre-step. Nope, not working out. So they dance around the edges of the corruption. They reveal a little bit of the corruption, but they don't go after the corruptors. They don't go after the ones ordering the op. They don't go after the dear leader. Call our operators today. Make sure you request America Under Attack. When we come back from this short break, we will play some feedback from the Providence show. And don't forget, we've got a big show tonight in Roanoke, Virginia. And then on Monday night, we'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Are we living in the last days? Some dismiss the notion as fanatical, but world leaders and news analysts are issuing warnings that are becoming more and more dire. Could Bible prophecies about the last days actually be accurate? Our brochure can help guide you through the relevant news and history and help you compare these events to what the Bible says. Are we living in the last days? This brochure is available for free right now at thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily. Experience Irish music and dance. Experience the wonder. Experience the joy. Experience the power. Experience Celtic Throne. Get your tickets at CelticThrone.com.
CelticThrone.com, short little promo for the traveling roadshow. There's just, I think, four more performances in Raleigh. You've got that coming up Monday night. You've got Louisville, Kentucky after that. You've got Nashville, Tennessee. And then we finish up the tour this year right here in Edmond, Oklahoma, with two shows on July 9th and July 16th. Go to CelticThrone.com. You can get all the dates, and you can also get to the theaters that are selling tickets if you'd like to see this tremendous performance. It's just getting rave reviews everywhere that they go. Here's a sampling from the show in Providence, Rhode Island, the feedback that we got after the performance.
Fabulous. I love it. It's been high energy, excellent dancing.
I loved it.
You know, typically shows like this, you have older dancers. And just to see the young kids out there and just putting in their energy and their effort, It's just great to see.
So good. It was so lively, so energetic. They were so talented.
Very entertaining. I loved all the music. The heart shoe was amazing.
It was so good. And as a little Irish lad myself, loved it. A plus.
Oh, it was excellent. Fantastic. Are you kidding? High energy, great performances, singing, dancing, everything. Wonderful.
We enjoyed every second. Hannah was amazing, amazing.
It was amazing. And the little ones, I can't believe they do so well at such a young age.
It was
amazing.
Fantastic.
I didn't
absolutely
want it to end.
Yeah.
Didn't want it to end.
It's as good as any we've ever seen or better. It's without a doubt.
Oh, we absolutely loved it. It was fantastic.
Absolutely loved it. As much as Riverdance, if not more. Yeah. They were incredible, incredible talented. We've seen multiple shows. We loved it.
Seriously.
Best Irish dance show I've ever seen.
It was amazing.
Yep, awesome show, start to finish. Thoroughly enjoyable. Pure joy. It was great.
I loved the little ones. They were good. And the star, he was fantastic.
Saw Riverdance probably 5 years ago. They got nothing on this.
I had an absolutely wonderful time. It was just perfect. Perfect.
All their dances. I love their costumes. I love their songs that they sang. And I love that they're family. The whole thing. I loved everything. It was beautiful. I hope they come back again.
We ended up buying an extra ticket this morning for my youngest one. And she loved it more than my actual dancer, which is amazing. We love being able to meet some of the dancers afterwards. It just made her smile. And not a lot of things make her smile. So the fact that it did is amazing.
Fabulous. All that energy. I wish I had their energy.
More than half the staff went inside and watched the show.
Is that normal?
No. Not at all. I and my staff absolutely loved the show. It was wonderful working with everybody. It was nice to see the audience leaving happy and content. My staff enjoyed it thoroughly, and it was just a great having you here. Welcome to Rhode Island.
Wonderful feedback coming from the audience and the staff you heard there at the end from Monday night's show in Providence, Rhode Island. Tonight, we're in Roanoke. I'll be there if all goes well this afternoon with travel. I'll be in Roanoke for this evening's performance. Monday night, that's Raleigh, North Carolina. Just go to CelticThrone.com and order your tickets. The tickets are reasonably priced, by the way, particularly in Biden's economy. Very, very good bargain or value for your purchase. A couple of emails that we can finish with. It says, thank you for sacrificing daily to allow us to watch as prophecy is fulfilled. It's such a relief and indescribable blessing that we have all of the plain truth about what's truly happening on earth brought to us through this trumpet work. If you'd like to email the show, by the way, you can reach us at td@thetrumpet.com. Another one here says, also, thank you, Mr. Fleury, for the wonderful way you express amazement, amusement, agitation, and anger, giving your listeners who feel the same pent-up emotions a vicarious venting, which leaves many of us feeling much better after your show. One final one, a short one, says, the email by the mother of three explaining her life-changing turnaround while listening to The Trumpet Daily since 2020 is what this is all about. Great job. td@thetrumpet.com if you'd like to submit some feedback. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. We thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you tomorrow.